I don't know anything about Angola, but Angola's in trouble.
Kobe passed me the ball, and I shot a three. And Phil didn't want me to shoot the three. I heard him.
We're going to game seven, baby. Game seven. Game seven.
Oh, here we go.
Man,
jeez.
God,
it's gonna be tough to keep listening.
Yeah, that's just impossible.
You had to try to give the audience like a taste of what it was like to watch the entire thing.
Love to know what she thought she was doing going into that.
I think she thought she did a great job, because there's at one point where she like kind of like throws her hands up in the air,
like at later points in the night, and she's just like laughing and having a good time. So I mean, it clearly didn't affect her in the moment.
Yeah,
I'm sure she went home and saw like the internet and was like very embarrassed.
I don't know. I mean, have you ever like screwed up so bad that you were like, I'm not even fighting this anymore, I'm going with it?
Yeah.
Maybe people will think this was on purpose.
She turned the comments off on her Instagram. I checked.
Really?
Yeah, all of them. That's how bad she did.
That's
a
rough move.
If you do so bad that you got to turn all the comments off on Instagram.
Yeah.
Instagram's friendly. That's not like turning YouTube comments off.
Yeah, this is a whole other level. Yeah, this is, I don't know, man.
I think because everybody was just floored. Like, what are you doing?
It's so funny.
How can you not tell that you're like fucking up so bad right now?
Singing like, happy birthday, Mr. President.
Yeah, like, it's crazy.
When they showed Draymond reacting to the it was like watching a movie when they say the name of the movie and the dialogue of the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all knew that was coming.
Yeah, that was that. It was the most likable Draymond's been for me in a long time.
Yeah. I mean, a couple people laugh. He laughs. Steph laughs. LeBron's laughing.
Yeah.
Like,
Chance is laughing.
Like, it's crazy. Like,
it's so funny.
Oh, man. I would feel so bad if I was doing that and I looked over and all of the basketball players and courtside celebrities were clearly laughing at me.
So did you guys notice that when Draymond laughs at her, that he must have been on the big screen, because then the crowd starts laughing at her.
It's tough.
And then she just like,
poor girl. I feel so bad for her.
Don't. She has so much money.
Yeah, true.
Don't
yeah.
at all.
Yeah, she would.
Her life will be. She's not going to hear about this in 2 months.
Yeah. She's definitely not going to hear about it on this podcast.
Yeah.
No. Which is a bummer. I wish I was close personal friends with Fergie.
Do you? Because then you would have to lie
I'd have,
to her
I'd be,
about
have an Apple D app status. How tight would that be?
You go to Taco Bell every once in a while?
If you were close with her, you would have to be like, it was pretty good about her performance. Like, it was and nobody wants to do that. You would have to lie to her face.
For so long.
Yeah. And be like, honestly, I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah. I get what you're trying to do.
Yeah, exactly.
I think a lot of people were hard on you.
All the people judging you, they're not professional musicians like you. They're just, you're going over their heads.
Yeah. What? There was this article, I think it was on like CBS or something, where they, oh God, no, make it stop.
Yeah.
Shit. Jesus.
The thing that's weird too is that in like the entirety of the song, you can hear in like little spurts that she actually can sing.
Yeah.
She just took some
sing.
Weird liberties on.
Yeah.
She just took a weird route.
I thought
there.
She was drunk for a bit of it. I
think
she
was just
she's faded.
I think she was just like horned up for the USA. To be honest. Don't give me that look. All of you, all three of you looked so disappointed as soon as that came out of my mouth. It was just
ask
like,
not what your country can do for you, but how horny you get for your country.
Show up. Sing it out, please.
Yeah, it was very sexual. It was just weird.
It was weird. It had a weird energy to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you're right. She is good for long stretches, but she makes every weird decision that she can. And, like, The national anthem, everyone fucks it up by trying to make it like sexy or do like a bunch of runs and stuff. And it's like, no, it's kind of a straightforward, boring choir song.
It's not an easy song from like what I understand, like from people I know that like can actually sing and play music. It's not like a like easy song.
Yeah.
No.
So why?
Because she's sexy it up. She's trained.
Yeah. You want to show off.
Yeah.
You're at the All-Star game. There are going to be some guys missing dunks, and you want to fuck up at least three verses real bad.
So have you guys seen this? This is CBS Sports did a thing that was like 12 of the lyrics that she changed. So this is your first time getting to see it. But
wait, she changed lyrics?
No. It's like the how she frenetic spelling it. Of yeah. all of these. By the dawn's ear lay light. But light is spelled L-A-I-G-H-T. Bombs bursting in air.
Yo, this is from CBS and the NBA.
Yeah.
This is a national
They're
article.
Publicly clowning.
Yeah, that's vicious.
This is one of the few things that like no one's gonna come to her aid, like, hey, every year people say mean things about people who suck real bad at singing.
Yeah.
But we're people too, you know.
I feel like her assistant or whatever was just like, oh, you didn't hear? Twitter's no longer an app. They closed it down. Yeah. They went out of business. Yeah. Don't check it ever again.
Yeah, what if her bubble is so tight that like she thinks she killed it, and like it hasn't gotten to her that she like completely blew it.
She did at the end very confidently say, "Let's play some basketball." Which is how I think all songs should end.
Like, there is nothing we'd love to do more than
play
basketball.
Please,
right,
make this stop.
Okay, but can we all cover our faces with a towel first for a couple seconds while we laugh?
I think we all get a minute. Can we just excuse ourselves really quick?
I mean, even Barkley said he needed a cigarette.
Yeah. I think everyone did. Did you say Shaq tried to stick up for her?
He did, yeah. He said she made it different. She made it sexy. Hmm. And then he said she did a good job. And I don't know what he was referring to.
Yeah,
what? Was it to her singing the national anthem?
If you actually made the national anthem like sexy, if people were legit like horned up to the national anthem,
yeah.
You would be getting sued by the NBA as soon as you walked off that court.
Yeah. Like, hey, we asked you for one thing, and it was to sing the national anthem and not get everyone really horny.
Yeah.
No one's going to watch the game if they've all come already. It's not... The main event has happened for them.
Yeah,
and that happened after such a weird intro.
Yeah.
Like a 14-minute long intro.
It was so bad that it overshadowed the guys doing the Canadian anthem, because that was pretty weird. The three or four guys.
I forgot.
People don't remember, but that was strange as fuck, and nobody was feeling it. And then it went to her, and then she completely
just
overshadowed
four guys
it.
With cowbells.
Yeah.
Singing the Canadian national.
Oh, okay.
Anthem.
I totally missed this.
Yeah.
So they had cowbells, and they were singing the Canadian national anthem.
I don't know about the cowbells, but they were just singing "O Canada," and it was just weird.
The "O Canada" song is both
strange.
Songs are weird. Can we agree that neither one?
Oh,
of those songs
I was gonna
are
good? Say "O Canada" is a better national anthem. It sounds better.
I mean. I don't know. I just
No. Here's the thing about the national anthem is the reason everyone fucks it up is because you start at like the very bottom of your register, and then you have to go to the very top of your register. Like everyone who sings it,
and that's exactly the same reason why Cleveland got fired as a cashier.
Wait,
you go from the top of his register. You know what we never did? Introduce the podcast.
No, but I think everyone gets it at this point.
Yeah,
people know we're talking about Fergie.
We're talking about
anthem.
Fergie.
She did not do so well.
No, she didn't kill it.
No. She didn't.
She's now in the pantheon of great, awful national anthems.
I'm excited.
Who are some of the others?
I mean, my favorite is for sure Flea playing it on a bass right before Kobe's last game.
That was so bad.
It was ridiculous.
Goodrich had the best point on that, our buddy Goodrich Givart, who just released his debut comedy album.
Check
it out on
this
iTunes.
It's
on a Special Thing Records.
Portrait of a Weirdo, I think is what it's called.
Yeah, it's really good.
He pointed out that Flea brings a stack out and pretends to plug in his bass to it like he's not amplified throughout the whole entire arena. Like it's not a PA that he's plugged into. Like,
no, man,
nope,
we're just...
I'm in the stack, man.
If you didn't say that, I wouldn't have known the difference.
Well, that's...
I would have just been like, hey, he's plugging in.
Yeah, that's part of the bass.
That's just like him trying to look cool, and it was, boy.
My biggest problem is he didn't go out in a cock sock like the best years of Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yo,
that's what
so
I want to
Flea
say.
Is Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel like, do you like Red Hot Chili Peppers?
I had like a bad phase where I listened to a little bit of Red Hot Chili Peppers.
High school, though?
It was my bad boy phase.
Were they a bad boy band?
Yeah, I was like 13.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like that's whenever I was into it, too. And it's weird to see adults still really into them.
They did. There was that was like a band that everyone knew like had a problem with heroin.
Yeah. I feel like... Mm-hmm. We're having just like,
what,
you like Red Hot Chili Peppers at all? I feel like we totally left you out on that.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you guys can have that conversation.
Yeah, the RHCP conversation?
Yeah, I was going to go to the bathroom, actually. While you guys finished up.
While you white people finished up talking about your heroin music.
God damn it. I like one white thing and it comes back to bite me in the ass.
That was the perfect out.
Yeah, it really was. Yeah. Now you're going to have to wait until we like start talking about Boy Meets World or something.
I'll find one. I like Boy Meets World. I can talk about Boy Meets World.
The ABC Friday lineup was universal.
Yeah,
was it? That's true. I don't want to start listing shows.
Yeah, step by step.
That would take us off the rail. But I was going to say step by step. But
really?
Yeah.
Step by step is very underrated.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's appropriate.
Family Matters was in that lineup. We've done it. Yeah. This is not what I wanted to do.
No, that's not at all.
But yes.
Flea's just playing the bass, too. Like, no words. Just playing the bass. You know how everyone's like, you know what? I like a lot of bass guitar for a long period of time.
Well, it's also so funny that he like does solos in the middle, like in between notes. He'll just be like, "And now, a boom, 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 boom."
He's such a overrated bassist too.
Yeah. Oh no, he's not. It's not like he's a dude who like went to some prestigious music academy.
Yeah.
He just like was in a weird rock band.
Because there is one that happened a couple years before that where Gary Clark Jr., who is a fantastic guitarist, he did the national anthem at an all-star game. I think it was like 14. Mm-hmm. And he did great. Like, it was good, but also a guitar sounds a lot nicer for 2.5 minutes than
a bass,
which just sounds, it's just an instrument that's better if you don't all the way hear it all the time.
Yeah. There's a reason it's
no
a backup
offense to
instrument.
Bass players, but I mean,
no, there's
look around and
cool
look at your
bass
life.
Players, I'm sure, and once I look at Wikipedia, I'll know what their names are, but that was a bad one. What was the worst one is it Carl Lewis?
Yeah.
That one's so bad.
Have you seen this one?
I don't know what that one is.
You don't know this one?
You don't know the Carl Lewis one?
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
This is the best one.
If I'm remembering it correctly, he gives himself a pep talk in the middle of it.
Whoa.
He's like, literally, like, he misses one. He's like, oh, I'll get him back with this. And then
Yo, I have to see that.
It's, he really, at one point, he's like, oops.
Whoops.
That's the best thing to do.
He, Three Stooges, the national anthem.
It's make
it is not good. But the only clip I can find of it is from a SportsCenter thing, so we have to, like, cut ahead to here. Okay.
All right, are we all ready?
It's not how you start, by the way.
What event was it? Not bad. Not bad. Just start. So it's like a 10-second song.
Uh-oh.
I love it whenever he's like, oops.
That was good. That was better than Fergie.
People are like biting their jerseys, trying not to laugh.
I mean... Yeah, that also considering he didn't make all his money singing.
Yeah. Exactly. That's true.
That was just a guy they found.
No, I mean, he was like an Olympian track star.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Carl Lewis.
Oh, sorry.
He was a really good sprinter. He got beat by Ben Johnson, the steroids guy from Canada.
Pre-Michael Johnson?
Yes.
Yeah.
Michael Johnson, Golden Shoes. Up next, we're talking Justin Gatlin. This is where we just keep going up and... Oh, man. Hell yeah. I have more track knowledge than you.
Yeah.
Usain Bolt?
Usain Bolt?
Yeah. Throw him in there.
I don't know.
All right, this podcast.
Asafa Powell. There was a guy that they thought could win it, yeah.
Would you say Kyle?
We got to keep...
Track and field made it so boring so quick.
No, we got to keep this... This is the new bit. Sergey Bubka, great pole vaulter.
Will you punch Dan?
Sergey Bubka? I would not. I believe in nonviolence. Actually. Do you not believe in nonviolence?
Can we tell people what
these
you said
are the
earlier,
rights that Fergie is fighting for us to have?
Where you showed your scar on your arm and you go, and that's from giving a cat a bath.
Yeah, I did say that. It's a, what's it called? A war scar? A scar from war?
Yes.
Battle scar?
Battle scar.
Battle scar galactica.
Battle scar
galactica. There we go.
Battle scar galactica.
We've fallen into the great part of this podcast that is just free associating.
Well, anything else you guys can think of to go with?
No.
Scar from...
I like that we came and were like, yeah, Fergie's battered her job. And then 20 minutes later, like, battle scar galactica. All right.
Is this good?
That's the name of the episode, guys.
But yeah, no, I mean, I don't know. I feel bad for her because you have to... People weren't nice to her the rest of the evening. You know that.
Do you... I just want to know if anyone was like, hey, that was fucking terrible. What was
no, it? Nobody would do that. Why would anybody do that? If you met Fergie that night, if you were sitting courtside and she went by and she's like, oh, hey, I like your hat. And you'd be like, hey, also great job over there. You would say great job. You know you would.
Dude, think of how many times you've said good set to people.
All right, exactly. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Yep. You guys have made your point here. Where I was like, oh, yeah, good set. You definitely didn't walk seven people in an 8-minute set. Good job. Good job. My favorite part was afterward, she said, I tried my best.
Did
yeah,
she really?
Like publicly apologized.
She publicly apologized. I didn't know she that. She said, I tried my best.
Yeah.
That was not your best, though.
She said she tried to take some artistic
See, yeah, that's it. If she had to just, like, sing it, we wouldn't be talking about this, which I'm glad then that she did do what she did, because it was entertaining.
Yeah. I mean, she gave us something to talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ultimately.
She was faded.
Yeah. This is something, this is like a victimless crime. We all enjoy this. We all think this is kind of funny.
She might be the victim.
Though. She's the, if anything, she's the victim. But
okay,
if she's
but we let her be famous for like stride. Over a decade.
That's true. Yeah, it's about, it's she's doing.
No,
yeah, she's
no.
Doing.
She gave us Let's Get It Started in here. And she was kind enough to change that because it was originally called Let's Get Retarded in Here, which you should do if you ever are at a karaoke bar. You should ask for Let's Get It Started, and then you should be like, I've got a treat for everybody here. I'm doing the original lyrics.
It's so insane to think that not even like 12 or 13 years ago, the number one song in our nation was Let's Get Retarded in Here.
Yeah, that shit's fucked up.
It's so insane.
We've come a long way.
We have definitely come a long way. Where
we've
rounded back.
We've done something. We've done. Yeah. We've done stuff.
We've made some laps.
Yeah.
Maybe that was her first thing that no one would tell her is wrong. They were all just like, it's a number one song. It's got to be good.
Yeah.
It is not retarded.
Yeah. That's a bad, yeah. Whoever, I don't know.
Like, somebody wrote that and was like, this is a great song. Same thing with this national anthem. Like, she practiced this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think that she
just... I don't know. The way she went, it seemed, like, honestly, like, she was just like, I'm gonna just do it.
Really? I feel like her hand movements were like, where it was like, okay, you think you're doing a really good job.
Yeah, she was really leaning into it. But, also, once you're in it, it's like, you gotta commit to the performance.
Yeah, what is the other... I guess
option?
What is your other option? It's not to just go, Oh, is that like, which is a great, yeah, it's not to just shrug.
Yeah, and it could have been worse.
Which is what I was doing, but I was on a podcast, so I forgot to, like, explain what I was doing.
It could have been worse. It could have been the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. That would have been worse.
That would have been way worse. Yeah, the All-Star game is, like, not that many people really watch it.
Yeah. A lot of basketball fans don't even watch the All-Star game because they think it's just going to be, like.
I build myself up too much for All-Star weekend every weekend.
I mean, this one was pretty good.
Yeah.
This one's pretty decent. I like
I think having them pick the teams made a difference.
Yeah, for sure. And they're going to do the draft next year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be better than. But this was my favorite part. This was my favorite part of the whole weekend.
Ferg's?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
Although, good dunk contest, too.
Pretty solid dunk contest. I wish Fergie would have sang the national anthem for that, too.
Yeah. Larry Nance, I think, got robbed.
Yeah?
The double tap dunk? I don't know.
I liked it. Yeah. That was probably one of my favorites. That and the 360 switching hands.
The double tap looks so easy until they slow it down, though. Yeah, that one really needs the slow motion.
It's like, ooh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you slow down Fergie's national anthem, it's also really good, too.
If you, you take it down to, like, the reverse chipmunk speed.
Yeah. The only one, I guess, that's, like, more notoriously bad. It's not. It's a different sport, though. Roseanne's.
Oh, yeah. That one happened to my Cincinnati Reds.
Yeah. Was that on purpose? Was she, like, doing a bit?
I think she thought she was doing a bit. That's what I've heard people say before, is, like, she was just going to fuck it up so bad and, like, do it as the character of her stand-up, kind of.
Really?
Yeah. Because she, like, she is just being, like, loud and abrasive, and, like, she does the whole thing like that. And there's no reason to think Roseanne can sing.
Let's just see if I can find it real quick. It's, yeah, because it's, is she getting booed, too?
Oh, she's getting booed in the middle of it. I think she thinks that's really funny.
I mean, it is kind of funny. It's not funny. Here, I think I got it.
All right.
This is definitely. I feel like that version I heard earlier was, like, sped up.
Yeah.
Or maybe she was just trying to get through. Hey, tell me when I start. Right now? Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose breath dried and bright so sweet and perilous fire. She's laughing in the middle.
The smile on her face is amazing.
God, you know what? This would be kind of fun to do, to just know you're about to piss off like 10,000 people.
I don't think you recover from that as easily now as what you would have in 1990 when she did that, though.
No, I think now there would be some, like, you would get so many death threats.
You'd be a meme for a long time.
Yeah, but she was doing that as a joke. Yeah. I think that somewhere there's audio of the, like, color commentary guy, Marty Schottenheimer.
Yeah.
And it's just him being like, oh, what a disgraceful day.
Oh, God.
Like, he really hated it.
Did they comment on it during Fergie's?
Oh, I don't think they mentioned Roseanne Barr during Fergie.
What did Roseanne do?
She did a really awful rendition of the national anthem. But it was, like, her kind of intentionally doing it bad. Like, she shouts it, and her voice is all scratchy.
Gotcha.
And she gets booed by an entire baseball stadium.
Not her normal, beautiful, soft voice.
Gotcha.
It's a different Roseanne Barr voice.
I'll watch a Roseanne episode.
Yeah, Roseanne's
good. I love
good.
Roseanne. That's actually probably my favorite, like, old, like, sitcom.
Mm-hmm. For real?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I think it holds up really good.
I'll put it up. I think, like, that and Cheers are the two old ones I like the most.
Yeah. What about you?
I don't know. Like, I don't know. I liked I Love Lucy, but it's kind of hard to watch now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of, like, outdated stuff going on.
Yeah.
What?
Like, just him being like, Lucy, you didn't make my breakfast. And it's like,
ugh. Like, yeah. Ugh. There maybe make your own, bro.
Yeah, for real. Like, you're a grown man, dog.
Dude, that would be a whole episode of I Love Lucy where she's, like, trying to figure out why she shouldn't have to make him breakfast. And then at the end, she's like, well, I guess you are supposed to make him breakfast.
It's crazy.
Woke Lucy.
Nuts, yeah. Ugh.
That was the woke take back then.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, there are some scenes in that. There's a lot of, like, allusions to domestic violence on that show, too.
Yeah.
Oh, the, like, why, yeah. Like, is that
especially
that's right
the
show?
Honeymooners.
Yeah, yeah. The Honeymooners, that's, like, the whole thing.
How do we get here?
Yeah, I feel like, how did we get here?
Discussion
oh, Roseanne.
Goes.
That's
because
gotcha. She did National Anthem.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Freeform.
Yeah. I wonder who did the National Anthem
it's
for
also,
the celebrity
game. It's also
game.
All-star break for our podcast, apparently.
Yeah, this is, we're having a, this is like, we're at the beach right now.
We didn't do it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is meta as fuck, really.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like we're going to lose listeners.
That happens.
And it's our fault.
You win some, you lose some.
Yeah. And I promise everybody a good Paul Pierce shit his pants episode.
We'll do that for the next episode.
Yeah, we had to do an emergency Fergie episode.
We had to get in here and get some of the facts right.
Yeah.
Really nail Fergie to a wall about
yeah.
what she did to our national yeah. anthem. Do you think, how do you think like hardcore, like people who are like super mad about people kneeling at the national anthem, like you think they're like, thought it was disrespectful that she tried to be like sexy about it?
I feel like most people who weren't in the arena probably turned the channel and was like, I want to turn back when I think it's over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's what I did. I was like, I can't.
Mm-mm.
This is rough. Like, people, I was in the room with people who, they got up and left because they were like, this is tough.
I was luckily watching it on a League Pass, so it was like just skipping a lot, so I couldn't hear it all. So
yeah.
It's great. Thanks, League Pass. Yeah.
I think the people that would legitimately get mad at, like, you did a bad job with our national anthem. I also think that they are so afraid of criticizing the national anthem that they wouldn't even be like, yeah, she did a bad job. They're like, no, the national anthem is always beautiful all the time, no matter what, because it
really,
represents
probably.
Our country.
Could you imagine if they thought that about people?
Yeah, right.
That'd be scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened? Or we used to make fun of stuff. Now we're just like, just really woke guys talking about I Love Lucy, Star Spangled Banner.
Yeah.
I Love Lucy's great.
It's a good show.
Honestly?
Funny. You
can always revisit the one where they work at the chocolate factory.
Yeah,
that's funny.
There's a lot of good episodes that aren't like that. It's just like looking at him as a person. It's like you can make your own like food.
Yeah.
Like,
what about at the end of every podcast, every week we have you review an I Love Lucy episode that you watch that
another
week?
Another one that I watched there where I was like, this is yay or nay.
Yeah.
I feel like this is a
just give us like the cliff notes of like what you liked about it, what you didn't like about it. Are you into that?
A very niche audience we're going for here, but yeah.
We're
I feel like
the
we
NBA
already
plus I Love Lucy.
Yeah. It's going to get that demographic.
Yeah, we're going to get both those people.
Yeah. If you like the NBA and I Love Lucy,
then this segment's for you.
Jeez.
All the rest of you guys can probably turn this off.
Fergie.
That's, I feel like Bill Walton would be our only fan.
Yeah.
He seems like a guy who watches old TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Scott Stapp was another fun national anthem that I listened to.
Oh, yeah.
'Cause he sang it like he was in Creed.
Yeah, he does that stupid Creed Pearl Jam voice.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard the song that he did for, I think it's the Seattle
Mariners? No, it's for the Marlins. He's from, like, Florida.
Oh, God. Look up.
There's this crazy story about that I read last week about, like, this group of high school kids that was, like, catfishing him. Like, in the last, like, 2 years. And, like, one of them was, like, they were, like, Instagram messaging him and stuff. Like, the girls were, like, trying to get him to come in there. And he just carried around, like... So they got him to drive an hour and a half to an IHOP in Florida.
Aww.
And he just showed up by himself. He had a sister drive him.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
And he's like going around trying to find the girl, you know, and can't find her. And people are fucking with him. Like someone at one point had a headshot of him and asked him to sign it. And he was like, yeah, no problem. And he just signed it. Like, he thought it was normal for
that
people to
just have a Scott Stapp headshot. That's so fucking funny.
So
he didn't get it at all. Like, he had
Man.
No idea.
What a horrible type of fame to have. Where we're like, the coolest thing you can do is fuck with this guy.
I hope Fergie goes there.
Fergie?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Well.
I don't know. I hope she gets it.
Yeah.
It seemed fun.
Yeah. She doesn't have any songs I really am like, oh yeah, that one's like a banger.
I was just talking about this with somebody. She has that London Bridge song and that Glamorous song.
I put Glamorous above London Bridge.
Yeah, Glamorous is best. It's her best song. Glamorous
that's,
is for
yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. That's her best song.
That's Flossy Flossy.
What if she would have sang the national anthem like that? Like
I would have rather
she sang the national anthem, but to the tune of Glamorous.
Was she just saying Glamorous?
Cleveland, give us a little bit of what that would sound like.
I have no idea. Damn. I would sing it better than probably she would sing that. Than she sang the anthem.
I don't disagree.
It's flashy, flashy, something like that. That's what she sings.
Have you guys ever sang in public before?
Yeah.
I love singing in public.
Oh yeah, you both like you used to
both what.
You nah. both have like played like sang music in public before. All right.
Nah, mm-hmm. I had to do a choir fill in as a kid. That's the only time I sang in public.
Yeah. My dream for this podcast is we add one more person and the intro song becomes us doing a barbershop quartet.
Yeah.
Oh, my dream is to kick you off this podcast.
No, we all get curly
which
mustaches.
Which I think if you keep suggesting
and we put on
like that,
straw hats, but just when we sing it, and then we take the straw hats off and put our regular hats on when we start doing the podcast.
Man, you do not know how to budget for a podcast.
Not at all. I don't understand that it's not a visual medium.
I do not understand.
It goes over my head that people can't see us.
You do not understand at all.
I wave into the microphone at the beginning and end of every podcast.
I got us these $15 microphones. I did spend $600 on props, so.
Yeah. We're gonna let the audience get out of here.
Right? Yeah, we probably should. Yeah. We've been holding them hostage now.
Yeah. right? So, subscribe.
Yeah, rest in peace, Fergie.
Yeah, rest in peace, Fergie. I don't know if we'll miss you. I forgot
all about her until the All-Star game, and I was like, oh, it's Fergie, and I was like, oh, it's Fergie.
Yeah. Oh no, it's Fergie.
Yeah, whoa, that was not good.
Yeah, this is very bad.
All-Star game's music is always so whack.
I really do like set out a challenge to all artists from now on to try to make the national anthem sexy, though.
Mm-hmm.
I want it to keep getting sexier until it means nothing. It'll be so great.
Yeah. We'll see it.
Till people can put their hats on their boners.
I just want to tell recording
we won't
artists,
have had enough.
No, the minute you get that first album out, the next thing you should do is learn how to sing the national anthem, because this is going to happen at some point, and you do not want to embarrass yourself.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
God. Yeah. Well... I think her punishment is they should make her sing all the rest of the national anthems.
For the rest
throughout to the end of the playoffs, she sings all of them. They fly her from city to city.
No, she has to take a Greyhound.
No, I mean, we have to. Her life becomes a waking nightmare where she just goes and sings at every single basketball game. And that's her punishment for not singing this one good.
Yeah,
it's
do
like,
a better job.
Yeah, it's like that movie Whiplash. I think I understood that movie.
I think you definitely got it, Dan. You definitely got it. All right, so thank you for listening to Basketball Stories. We'll be back next week with a non-Fergie.
We're going to talk about episode. Paul Pierce pooping his pants.
Yep, we definitely are. Yep.
We're back next week with a non-Fergie.
Yeah.
Can we say that? Can we sign out like that all the time?
Yes, we can.
See you next week with the non-Fergie. Bye.
This is part 400 in our non-Fergie series.
Yeah. Just another episode for us. Really no big deal. All
right. You guys can really get out of here now. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.